AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Asian markets are lower after Wall Street's sell-off yesterday over fears about tariffs. Talks are underway in Saudi Arabia.
Secretary Rubio, are you open to a partial ceasefire?
Senior delegations from Ukraine and the U.S. are talking about how to end Kyiv's three-year war with Moscow. It comes hours after Russian air defenses shot down 337 Ukrainian drones over 10 regions in Russia. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the Trump administration's review of foreign aid is officially over.
With some 5,200 of the U.S. Agency for International Development's 6,200 programs eliminated. In a post on X, he says those programs did not serve and in some cases even harmed the core national interests of the United States. The surviving programs are now being moved to the State Department. Meanwhile, a mixed order in one of the court cases over USAID's shutdown, a federal judge ruled President Trump overstepped his authority in shutting down most foreign assistance and said the administration can no longer simply sit on the billions of dollars Congress provided. At the same time, however, he stopped short of ordering the money be used to revive terminated programs. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Los Angeles District Attorney says he won't support resentencing the Menendez brothers. Lyle and Eric Menendez were convicted of killing their parents at their Beverly Hills home in 1989. A series on Netflix has raised questions about the case. In October, then-DA George Gascon recommended the brothers be resentenced to 50 years to life, which could make them immediately eligible for parole. But Gascon lost in an election to Nathan Hochman, who says the brothers could get out of jail.
It requires them to finally, after 30-plus years, fully acknowledge and completely accept responsibility for the entire breadth of the crimes and all the lies that they have told.
This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The NFL's legal tampering period arrived with a number of stars receiving big contracts. Quarterback Sam Darnold agreed on a three-year, $100.5 million contract with the Seahawks. The Panthers made Jace Horn the game's highest-paid cornerback at $100 million over 4 years. MLB Yankees ace Gerrit Cole will have season-ending Tommy John surgery on his right elbow Tuesday. The Dodgers and manager Dave Roberts have agreed on a four-year extension worth $32.4 million per multiple reports. NBA Lakers star LeBron James is still being evaluated to determine the severity of his left groin strain. College basketball, Duke is number one in the AP Top 25 for the first time since 2021, and Panthers defenseman Aaron Ekblad has been suspended 20 games for violating NHL and NHLPA policy on performance-enhancing drugs. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.